This is Echoes of Freedom with United States Congressman Trent Franks.
Hello, this is Trent Franks. Several years ago, some friends of mine gave me a very large and beautiful picture, which I still have behind my desk today. It's called The Prayer at Valley Forge. The painting is one of an early morning in a forest glade with sunlight coming down through the trees and resting upon the scene of a gray-haired soldier dressed in the full uniform of a general in the Continental Army 220 years ago. The general is kneeling in the snow, and standing behind him broadside is a large blue roan stallion prepared for battle. The picture is made especially real by the vapor coming from the nostrils of the horse as it wafts up through the air of that cold morning. But it is the fervent reverence of the kneeling general that is the message of the artist. And this incredible painting could never have occurred if it wasn't for one man who came up on that forest scene that morning and heard General George Washington praying. The famous account of historian and author William Federer is as follows. In 1777, while the American Army lay at Valley Forge, a good old Quaker by the name of Potts had occasion to pass through a thick woods near headquarters. As he traversed the dark brown forest, he heard at a distance before him a voice which, as he advanced, became more fervid and interested. Approaching with slowness and circumspection, whom should he behold in a dark bower, apparently formed for the purpose, but the commander-in-chief of the armies of the United Colonies, on his knees in the act of devotion to the ruler of the universe. At the moment when Friend Potts, concealed by the trees, came up, Washington was interceding for his beloved country. With tones of gratitude that labored for adequate expression, he adored that exuberant goodness which, from the depth of obscurity, had exalted him to the head of a great nation, and that nation fighting at fearful odds for all the world holds dear. Soon as the general had finished his devotions and had retired, Friend Potts returned to his house and threw himself into a chair by the side of his wife. "Hi, Isaac," she said with tenderness. "Thee seems agitated. What's the matter?" "Indeed, my dear, if I appear agitated, 'tis no more than what I am. I have seen this day what I shall never forget. Till now I have thought that a Christian and a soldier were characters incompatible. But if George Washington be not a man of God, then I am mistaken. And still more shall I be disappointed if God does not, through him, perform some great thing for this country." Folks, you and I have a profound heritage, and we must never forget the sacrifices of those who paid for our freedom. Most of all, let us continue to trust in the one in whom they trusted. America was no accident. This is Trent Franks. Thanks for listening.
For a copy of this presentation, go to dafpac.com. That's dafpac.com. Paid for by Defending America's Future.